It might be surprising to think of Journey Analytics generating operational measurements for a store dashboard, but associates are a huge part of a store's operational efficiency and cost, and they're also, without a doubt, the most variable component of performance. One potentially huge driver of store performance is the number of associates you have on the floor. More associates should, but may not, drive more sales. More associates will, with 100% certainty, drive higher cost. So a good store dashboard should illuminate whether staffing levels have changed relative to the shopper volume and whether those staffing levels are driving improved conversion. The Stars clock visualization I talked about in a minute from last year is an effective way to capture both of those things, associate ratios relative to traffic volume and the impact on conversion. It's a great viz for a store dashboard. One of the bigger challenges of managing a store, though, is knowing whether adding labor hours actually made a difference in terms of time on floor and customer interactions. It can be frustrating to add labor hours, see no uptick in sales, and have no idea why. So I recommend tracking the ratio of allocated labor hours to two key people measurement metrics, associate time on the floor and associate interactions. Associate time on floor measures the amount of time associates spent out on the floor, potentially engaging shoppers. If you've added labor hours, but that time isn't reflected in increased time on floor, that's a compliance problem. Similarly, if you cut or lost labor hours to churn or absenteeism, the time on floor metric will help reveal how much that matters. Time on floor selling is often the marginal casualty when staff gets reduced or is thin on the ground. Measuring interactions and interaction rates can be even more pointed. With people measurement, you can measure how many interactions there are between shoppers and associates and what percentage of shoppers had interactions. That first metric should track very closely to the marginal addition of labor hours. The second metric can be used to measure the potential for additional expansion, and by tying to conversion rates, it can help give you a measure of opportunity around labor. Not every shopper wants or needs an interaction, so it's important to measure the relationship between interaction rate and conversion rate. And this is going to be time and day sensitive. But once you have a sense for what interaction rate is optimal, then you'll know that if you're below that rate on a given volume of traffic, there's opportunity to be had with additional staffing. If you aren't below that rate, then no matter how many labor hours you allocate, you probably won't see any benefit. A people measurement dashboard that measures intraday stars to conversion rates, associate time on floor versus labor hours allocated, and interaction rates versus those same hours provides extraordinarily powerful context around one of the key levers for store success, the staffing of the store. Thanks for listening. I'm Gary Angel with the Measurement Minute.